Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Orchard Feenster was on the program earlier. I think in that bit we played from her Good Fortune special on Netflix now, she talks about queso being just the worst thing for you, but it's the best.
Spanish for heart disease.
Yeah. That kind of bummed me out. So I saw a sad picture the other day that really bummed me out, because it is about, this wasn't even from the 40s or 50s. This was the 70s. I realize that's a long time ago, but it was still just the 70s, not the 40s or 30s. It showed a beach in the 70s and not a fat person on it. And it was about the food industry, basically. Because, believe me, Todd and I were around during the 70s, and everybody wasn't working out crazy. It wasn't because of that. It's because the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food was better.
Yeah, it
was less processed.
Yeah,
Now, granted,
people died. Everybody smoked back in those days. I get that, and there was some other crap. But, yeah, it was just a whole random shot of a beach. Like I said, we talk about this all the time on the show. You watch an old movie from the 30s or 40s or something like that, you'll see a bunch of thin people everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, this was the 70s, and this was a random shot in the beach, not a movie, so they didn't hire a bunch of people to look thin. Everybody looked good.
But it was right around the 70s that they figured out how they could make you addicted to crappy food.
Right. And we all are.
Right. And
we
they've been are, developing you know? That right. science yeah. right. ever since.
Right.
And it works.
Yeah. And I'd say they got it perfected.
They do. It's almost like you can't eat good. We try to.
Not cheaply.
Not. Yeah. And right. I mean, Hollywood stars do it when they get the people to make that stuff for them, and it's always good for you, everything they make.
Yeah.
But that costs money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Eating healthy is expensive.
Right.
And sometimes it's not even readily available. Like if we just drove halfway good across point. The country, good. All the exits, it's not like, oh, here's a healthy option. It's Wendy's, McDonald's. I love that stuff.
I do too. But, we all do.
Dude, there's not really, aside from a Subway sandwich or whatever, that's the thing. Foot-long sandwich isn't really like, if gotta, that's the healthy
and
option.
And you're adding chips and a soda to that, too, you know.
Right, and the geography of your last trip wasn't really conducive to healthy food.
No.
That's around the country. That's everywhere.
No, there's a lot more healthy options, say, in California, on the West Coast.
Might be.
Or in bigger cities.
But there's still a bunch of fast food in all those places, too, you know.
No shortage of those.
You can find a Subway or a McDonald's at every interstate exit across the country, everywhere.
Well, when we were having this discussion before.
I'm not talking about just fast food, though. I'm talking about what's in the grocery stores, what's in our pantries.
Oh, yeah.
The grocery stores.
That's the stuff.
The salad bars are still shut down.
They are, because of COVID, right?
I go to a grocery store where you get pizza and Chinese food.
I'm going to miss the salad bars. I don't think they're ever coming back.
Now, American Samoa.
Grocery stores.
And some
stuff.
Pacific Islands.
I used to get 4-pound salads there, too. So.
Have a little more obesity than the U.S. And somebody pointed out when we had that discussion last is because they consume a lot of spam.
Oh, and a lot of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not just Hawaii.
Well, it's a culture thing, too, don't they?
It's a lot of the...
fat's a cool thing.
Pacific Islands. Yeah, I think it's acceptable.
Right. Well, it's acceptable everywhere in this country, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
Then they fatten them up, and Mormon missions come over there and recruit them for BYU.
Right. That's true. They do.
Oh, they're up and down the West Coast. The Pac-12 is full. of lots of Simones.
Wow, there's a bunch that came here, too. For
Washington,
when
Oregon.
When you guys were good, you had a bunch here. Yeah.
Well, with chairs, I've been working on it, trying to work out a bit about how everybody carries chairs around now.
I love that bit. Yeah. Is that working for you yet, the bit?
No, nothing really works. No, it's getting there.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it's kind of tough because it's like, you know, a lot of people are fat.
I know.
And I'm not picking on individuals. I'm saying, hey, overall, you know, there's a lot of fat people. But did we start carrying chairs around because people were fat, or did people get fat because they just started sitting?
Is it a paranoid joke around when people? Because I remember Colleen years ago, there was a comedian that did a bunch of he did like a whole thing on herpes, and she told him not to do it because half your crowd's probably has it.
Yeah.
Because it's a rash. Mm-hmm. And people, they were all, and she noticed the crowds were getting uncomfortable. Like,
Right.
So I realize you have to step on all kinds of subjects. Somebody's going to have a problem in the crowd with anything, you know, cancer.
But are you carrying chairs around just because your kids are involved in a lot of youth sports?
No. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's not just that. They take them to concerts. They just, everywhere. You just walk
everywhere.
Around with them.
And like when I remember when I was young, people had, you know, they had lawn chairs.
Right.
And they were in their lawns.
Right.
And that was it. That's it.
That was it.
We weren't like, we never had chairs in the trunk of our car driving around.
in case we
were going to have to sit somewhere.
we got them in our car too, man. Chairs. Now, our start was sports, but it's they're there all the time now, you know.
And now you talk about youth sports, there's like, we'll carry those little stadium chairs.
Right.
Just because, you know, so your ass doesn't hurt. But there's some nice. Now, there's a new thing, new phenomenon.
Yep.
They're like these gigantic foam chairs that are like backpacks.
I've seen that.
They're big. It looks like you could float on them.
I've seen those too. Yeah.
And people are just walking around. It's like you're not supposed to just laugh out loud at somebody carrying this thing on their back.
Where are they going?
Just to the sitting in bleachers.
Okay.
It looks pretty comfortable. But I don't even know how you like, if you're walking up the steps and somebody's going down, I think you're going to knock over who's ever on the other side.
Have you used the word fat in that bit? Because, or not? The chair bit.
Probably. But, yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe choose another word.
Yeah.
I'm sure it kills, man. You know, I'd laugh at it. I haven't heard the bit yet. You know.
All right, I haven't heard this story, but Tess just wrote us, and I didn't get a chance to read it before we talked to Fortune. Apparently, she went to a dinner where all the food was infused with weed, and it involved Josh Wolf and Chelsea Handler.
Oh, that would have been a fun dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, Fortune did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Well, get her back.
Yeah.
Now I want to know the rest of that story.
Well, I eat a lot of meals.
Got really high and had a good time and laughed. That's probably Wolf's a great guy and Chelsea's cool, you know.
And if it was a table or a room full of all people there for that, that had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was funny people.
Yeah.
Just doing those three.
Yeah, it takes a while for it to kick in. But, you know, they're funny when they're not stoned.
Well, I think that's why a lot of those dinners are served in courses.
We talked about that on CBS Sunday Morning. Did the bit in New York City where they have that restaurant that does it. Yeah.
You can also show up baked.
Prohibition. We live in Prohibition. We can't have that.
That's why serving them in courses is advantageous because then you get a little in you, so it starts to kick in, and then it generally builds.
Right. Having fun the dinner, right.
But when Colorado first legalized it, you know, because they were the pioneers, there were a lot of marijuana-infused food restaurants, but they seem to have gone by the wayside.
Yeah, but New York City's different. New York City is just one of those cities. It's where people go. It's destination for stuff like that.
I don't know that this restaurant they were talking about does that exclusively. They may serve other stuff.
You're right, Todd. You're right, great push. It was a special night. They do it, yeah.
It'd be hard to have a restaurant where that's all you did. If it was part of the menu, if you want it, it's there.
Right. But cause everybody don't want to be high every time you go to the restaurant.
Yeah. We got other stuff for the square.
But you know what? In any place,
some of the ones in Denver were exclusively weed-infused food.
But where it could work would be New York. 24/7, whatever.
If it was going to work, it'd be there.
Because you can't get in I read a story about the restaurants in New York City sometimes. It's like 4 or 5 months to maybe get a table.
Yeah.
Regular restaurants that are, you know.
Yeah, I'm not waiting 20 minutes, let alone 4 months.
You have to carry that little pager around for 4 months?
No. You're not in line. Your reservation is 4 months from now. And you got a chair, you're sitting out front. Yeah.
I've got a vacation planned. Do I just go and take this with me?
Yeah, I'm not waiting 20 minutes, exactly.
Well, luckily, those restaurants that you have to wait 4 or 5 months for probably cost more than I'm willing to pay.
True, yeah. But you know, they're not in New York. They're packed. You know,
oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I would make my reservation now for 4 months
and forget about
and completely forget about it.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Oh, where were exactly. we supposed to go out to eat right. a month ago? Damn it.
The problem with the weed infused dinners, and I not like you guys. I get too. It's stupid, but I can't. I just get too hungry when I'm high, and I can't stop it.
But you're eating.
I know.
If you're at dinner.
No, I know that. But
then you're high after dinner.
Even if you stuff yourself, I've been stuffed on weed and still ate.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I know. It happens.
There was a happy look on your face when you said that, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, my McDonald's and pizza corner walk at Penn State years ago, which is a perfect example of that.
Back to back.
Back to back. Didn't realize we were doing it. None of us even questioned why we just ate a pizza and why we started walking back to the frat house. A buddy of mine belonged there, and we stopped at a McDonald's. We didn't question it. We went, hey, McDonald's. Okay, we went in. And as we were eating McDonald's in the store, in McDonald's, I said, hey, remember we just had pizza? Yeah. 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but we were still hungry.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to one of those.
And we were 19, so you're just, right. You're a pig.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go to like a 4-bite entree place that's all infused with weed. You're like, here's this course. And it'd be nice if everything was family style too, so you could see something on somebody else's plate. You'd be like, well, that looks pretty good. But it's just be in the middle and you could grab it.
Yeah. They did that story. It's a pretty interesting place. I don't like it. But it was also sitting with strangers too. They sit with a bunch of people.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound like
no,
fun.
No, we don't hang out.
Well, it's like going to the Hibachi Grill, you know, and you end up getting sat at the table with a few people you don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's true. That's
but you're all there for a kind of a common thing, and it's the same thing at the weed dinner. Right. You know, you're all there for the common experience.
Yeah, and it's probably one of those dinners that takes a couple hours or more.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sitting next to some dick bugging the hell out of you for no reason. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're stoned too.
Yeah, he's got a cowbell over there.
I think the weather's going to change in 10 minutes. Like, yeah, but it will.
Look, I'm betting
for me because I'm going outside. Right.
Yeah. If you all show up for the weed dinner,
you're all cool.
You're all pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're chill.
You've all come for that kind of experience, and you're ready to just sit down and take it all in.
You're not going
to
hear, thanks, Brandon.
No.
You're not going to hear that at a weed dinner. Right.
I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get confused, you know, with your dudes and your bros, but that's about it. That's
you know
it.
Why this costs so much?
Yeah. Nice beard, dude.
Did they throw?
Thanks, bro.
So, like the Hibachi Grill, are they throwing dessert in your mouth at the weed restaurant?
Be a lot cooler if they were.
He just whips a butt in your face.
Yeah.
You catch it. Yeah.
A joint comes flying your way. You got to catch it in your mouth.
Yeah. No, it's got to be infused in the food.
Whatever. Yeah. Soak that bear.
I wonder if you can marinate shrimp in, like, you know, weed butter.
I'm sure
something.
You can. Yeah. Todd could. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the butter.
Yeah.
You just need the cannabis butter. Mm-hmm. That is the building block of most marijuana-infused food.
I thought you said life.
Yeah.
It's the building block. Marijuana butter is the building block of life.
Yes.
And decimal points are important, kids.
I think you'd want to show up baked, though, so you don't have to wait for the, you know, weed-infused appetizer to kick in.
Oh, yeah, I bought some edibles when I was in Arizona.
You can't.
I always.
You're pre-gaming before you go to the weed place.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which,
that's common procedure. You take a couple of hits, and then you have your edibles.
Right.
But so like that this, way you can be high.
But push that. This is a 4-hour
when
dinner.
When that wears off, then the edibles will kick in.
Yeah, you're not just waiting around. Be like, is that it? Is that it?
Yeah, but see, I would be worried. I guess if you hit your vape pen a few times, but if you had an edible at home, and then that kicked in, and then you got all the edibles on top of that, would you be.
Too high.
Scared of getting too high.
Right, Nick.
You know?
Would you?
Nah.
You're willing to give it a run?
No, I know my threshold. Just keep it under a couple hundred milligrams and you're good.
I was worried about when Nick went alcohol and weed free for 6 months, we'd have to work with a teetotaler.
Ah! No.
That did not happen.
Well, I wonder if with those weed dinners, if they tell you, you know, if you stay for the entire meal, you'll ingest X number of milligrams.
They
so you know exactly what you're going to have.
So some guy's not walking into the bathroom and sitting there for a while.
Right.
He's freaking out. Right.
Mm-hmm. I would think that would be part of it, too.
Yeah.
So you know exactly or roughly.
There had to be some newbies showing up at that restaurant on that night. And probably got a little bit too high, right?
That's who you wouldn't want to be sitting next to.
Newbie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I think if you're showing up for an hour's long weed dinner, you're probably a pro.
I think so,
and,
too.
And it's probably pricey enough that it keeps the newbies out.
Yeah, but the newbies, the newbies might have money, too. They're going to go.
Yeah, maybe.
They're going to go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, Tim points out that when you eat the edibles, you also got to eat some other food with it because it binds. It's not like alcohol where you'll get drunk faster if there's nothing in your stomach.
Right,
better if you have some food in your stomach if you eat an edible.
I thought I thought about that.
It assimilates with that.
Right.
Because if you want on an empty stomach, it'll take a few minutes longer. It'll kick in, but it'll take longer.
It says there's some cannabis club. $365 per guest includes an 8-course finely infused menu.
How much? Per
$365.
Well, besides the food, you're also paying for the weed, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get wine with that?
This place
I want to drink,
this place convenes in secret locations.
Oh, okay.
It says German sparkling water. It says, I don't even know how to pronounce the stuff in the description. Grand Cru and Premier Cru beverage.
You know, anytime I hear when there's secret food locations, it always reminds you of people that eat human flesh.
Yeah.
Because Zimmer went to one of those clubs once.
Isn't that new movie out, The Menu?
Yeah, that looks good.
I assume that they're just going to end up eating the people.
Yeah, that's
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa, turn the radio down.
Jared.
That ain't working, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
Put him back on hold, Todd.
I got it. I think.
He's bending a Coke can right now and punching holes in it. That was his prop.
Right? Yeah, just ding, ding, ding.
That was his problem right there.
Take two.
What's up, Jared?
All right, Jared, go ahead.
How we doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I was going to talk about your thing. I have family that lives in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And every year we do a medible barbecue. And I don't think, the weed-infused food doesn't seem to give you the munchies just as much as, smoking a good fatty.
Okay.
So like I said, we have a whole, have a whole backyard full of stoners. So you got infused food and pre-rolls and bongs and dab and all going around, and you just get good and fat and high.
All right. That makes sense. You've done it. So the edible food doesn't give you the munchies as much as the other stuff, right?
No, and I'm a pro like the rest of them. I've been smoking 3/4 of my life.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't seem that we always have other going around, but I don't think it fills you as it's getting you high.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right, man. Thank you.
My aunt, she infused everything from the ice creams infused to the barbecue to the corn to the anything that she can put it in. We put it in.
Man, that sounds like fun, man. You got a cool family, man. Have fun.
Well, luckily they live in a better state.
they do, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
Unfortunately, I'm in Wichita, so
all right.
I do nothing illegal.
Well,
I do nothing.
Just
can't somebody recognize my voice. All right, thank you, brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
T95's our home, in Wichita. That guy was bending the can, obviously.
Yeah,
smoking a good
3/4 of his life. Todd, that'd be about you, right?
Maybe 60 and he started at 15.
2/3 of my life is my calculation.
Right. Oh, you figured out when he brought that up,
I started smoking at this
Or maybe he's 40 and he started at 10.
Well, it'd be half of Nick's life then.
Yeah.
Over half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not going to go down, so it's always going to be over half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be 3/4 eventually. Yeah.
I'll get there.
Yeah,
we all have goals.
We do have.
Subtract that 6 months.
No, you would. Hey, Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Yeah.
I love that dude, man.
I like the family barbecue where they're taking dabs. I've never had a dab. Anything with weed and a blowtorch. Yeah. Like, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, that seems like quite the endeavor.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time when I would really be into that, and now it just seems like too much of a production.
Can you burn yourself?
I'm sure.
You've got a blowtorch. Yeah, of course you can burn yourself.
I'm thinking you're you're Jay Leno there at the end. Maybe if you get too high, I mean, the blowtorch, right?
I think you just like turn into an orb or something. Yeah. I don't even know.
See, I heard stories back in the day. My father-in-law was apparently notorious for 4th of July. Yeah. That was his method of lighting all the fireworks.
The blowtorch.
Dabs? Blowtorch.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Blowtorch. Standing out in the street with a handheld blowtorch just lighting all the... Seems like a bad idea.
Learn a trade, kids. And you can light dabs with your blowtorch.
Safely.
Fortune Feimster joined us. Her Netflix special is out now. It's called
Good Fortune.
And her new tour, Live, Laugh, and Love comedy tour, starts in January. You can check out Fortune's website for all that information.
And I just got confirmation we will be talking to Tom Everett Scott tomorrow.
Love him.
Along with Craig Peters and Paul Mercurio.
That's all tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for all the podcasts. Please download the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure you go see Nick this week if you're making plans. Nick's out and about.
Yeah, Thursday night, Roka, Nebraska at the No Shave Nebraska banquet with Tyler Walsh. Friday night, I'll be in Kearney at the other side. And Saturday, do the CD release party at Barnado in Omaha.
And we'll be back tomorrow if you're driving around today in our radio station listening areas. Yeah, be careful. It could be a little slippery, I guess.
You can reach us on
email.
Don't
drive like a jackass. Yeah.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. And then there's Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah, I saw your post yesterday. We will hammer the roundabout bozos. Don't know what they're doing. Because I deal with that all the time, too, Puss.
Yeah. Deep tease for tomorrow.
The roundabout bozos. Just don't drive. You don't know how to use a roundabout. Do not drive. Just turn your car off
just
and sit
stay on the country roads.
Yeah.
Come on back. Tomorrow. We'll be tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.